Jameson played that.
The opinions expressed on the following broadcast are those of no one in particular.
I don't see how you could be a bigger idiot.
Yeah!
And now a native New York impression, a New York echo. Hello! Shut the up!
And this station refuses to accept any responsibility for anything.
Right in the ghetto. And then, there's good news. Good evening.
And now for something completely different.
Here we are. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Hello, beautiful.
Welcome to the show.
Good evening and welcome to what I might call an emergency edition of The Kennel on iWeb Radio. It's a Monday night rather than a Thursday night, and I'm coming on because nobody else seems to be on and nobody else wants to entertain you, so that's all right with me. I'll entertain you for a couple of hours, so I'm going to just get the show started just after this little fun zone with a little bit of Zappa Play Zappa. I want you to know that the show is, as always, sponsored by Tompkins Industrial Delicacies, who are working on a new project, but I'm not allowed to say what it is right yet. I just want you to know that pretty soon you'll be able to get all the cinnamon and citrus shakes you want, not necessarily in the same glass, but delicious one way or the other. So let's get done with the jabbering and on with the show.
Here we go.
people don't bother about their friends in the vegetable kingdom. They think, what can I say? Sometimes they think, where can I go?
Where you can purchase all
where can I go to get my jeans embroidered in
Target? At Jeans North, where nothing fits.
Where can I go to get my zipper repaired in Seattle?
Who gives a fuck anyway?
Where can I go to get my speakers fixed? Where can I go to get my engine lights?
Jack LaLanne's hamburgers at 312.
Where can I go to get my stomach pumped? Where can I go to get my...
Questions, questions, questions. Flooding into the mind of a concerned young person today. But it's a great time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the theme of our program for tonight. It's so fucking great to be alive is what the theme of our show is tonight, boys and girls. Anybody out here who doesn't believe that it is fucking great to be alive, then I wish they would go now because this show will bring them down so much.
Consenting adult, we want you to call today. In Los Angeles, the number's Richmond 96135. In Downey, it's 347-8932. Call it direct, call it collect,
but call it today!
It was cucumber the first. Summer was over. I had just finished a long day and I was busheled. I'm the kind of guy that works hard for his celery, and I don't mind telling you I was feeling a bit wilted, but I didn't care at all, because otherwise things were fine. I try never to disparagus, and I don't sweat the truffles. I'm outstanding in my field, and I know that something good will turn up eventually. A bunch of things were going great, and soon I'd be top banana. At least that's my peeling. But that's enough corn. Lend me your ear, and let us continue. After dressing, I stalked over the grain station. I got there just in time to catch the 9-11 as it plowed towards the core of Appleton, a lentil more than a melon and a half east of Cloveland. Got off at Zucchini, so we continued on our route to Bega. Passing my usual stop, I got off Ecado. I hailed a passing yellow cabbage and told the driver to cart me off to Brooklyn. I was going to meet my brother across from the eggplant, where he had a job at the saffron station pumpkin gas. Well, as soon as I saw his face, I knew he was an EM. He told me his wife had been raising cane. Her name was Peaches, a soiled but radishing beauty with huge gourds. My brother had always been a chestnut, but I could never figure out why she picked him. He was a skinny little string bean who'd always suffered from cerebral parsley. It was in our roots. Sure, we tried to weed it out, but the problem still remained. He was used to having a tough row to hoe, but it irrigated me to see Artie choke, and it bothered my brother to see his marriage go to seed.
Life in the solid.
stapled couples, they had a lot of growing to do. Sure, they'd sown their wild oats, but just barley, if you please. Finally, Peaches had given him an ultimatum. She said, I'm hip to your chive, and if you don't stop smoking that herb, I'm gonna leaf you for basil, you fruit. He said he didn't realize it had come quite so far. On the other hand, even though Peaches could be the pits, I knew she'd never call the fuzz. My little story is okra now. Maybe it's small potatoes, me, Idaho. My name? Wheat. My friends call me Colonel, and that's life in the slaw lane. Thank you, so mulch. It's a garden out there.
Yes, I do take requests, and let's see, what was I just playing there? I was just playing Future Retro from Animusic, the first track off the first DVD, one of those bits of music that I just love to play, especially when Josie is in. And sadly, she has left the chat room. Maybe she's still tuned in, I don't know for certain, but just on the off chance that she is, that was for her. We also had Zappa Plays Zappa with Colony Vegetable, and Kippadada with Life in the Slaw Lane, a special request from one of our regular viewers, Madam Blue. And now it's time to get on with more of the fabulous music on the iWeb Radio The Kennel. And another special request, this one from Deba in the chat room. This is AC/DC with Sin City.
Yeah. She looked over at me with a glazed eye and some bovine perspiration on her upper lip area, and she said, "Just get me wasted. You're halfway there, cause if my mind's tore up, then my body don't care." I rubbed my chinny chin chin and said, my, what sort of thing might this lady get high upon? I checked out her sister who was holding the bet and wondered what kind of trip the young lady was on. The $40 bill didn't matter no more when her sister got naked and laid on the floor. She said Dynamo might win the bet, but she could use a little.
Ow!
If I wasn't done yet, I told her,
just because the sun put a face in the sky, it isn't too soon I wouldn't give her a try.
So I pulled on her hair, got her legs in the air, and asked if she had any cooties in there.
What do you mean, cooties? No cooties on me.
She was buns up kneeling. I was wheeling and dealing. She surrendered to the feeling. Then she started into squealing. Dynamo watched from the edge of the bed with her lips just a twitching and her face gone red. Some drool rolling down from the edge of her chin while she spied the condition her sister was in. She quivered and quaked and clutched at herself while her sister made a joke about her mental health till Dynamo finally did give in. But I told her all she really needed was some discipline. Kiss my aura, Dora. It's real Angora. Would y'all like some aura? Right here on the floor. And how about you, Fauna? You wanna? Sound like you're choking on something. You know, I'm gonna find me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline. You like horses? Want some more? Well, here's some more. Oh, sure. Look, you think I could interest you in a pair of zircon encrusted tweezers? The tweezers. Wait a minute, let me sterilize it. Give me your lighter.
I couldn't say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Wong. She strolled on over, said, "Look here, bum, I got a $40 bill, say you can't make me come. You just can't do it." I whipped off her bloomers and stiffened my thumb and applied rotation on her sugar plum. I poked and stroked till my wrist got numb, and you know I heard some Dynamo hum. Some Dynamo hum. Dynamo hum.
Dynamo, hon. Dynamo. 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 A little dynamo. And some dynamo. And some dynamo. And some dynamo. And a little dynamo. And some dynamo. And some dynamo.
Dynamo hum from Frank Zappa. A little request from Madam Blue over wherever she happens to be at this particular time of the night. And now it's time, as I said, I like to play a few video games even during the course of my show, and this is a good time for one of them, a remix of several themes from Super Mario Bros. 3.
Yes, you all recognize the saloon song from The Floating Prince by Stein. Now, here's the lilting revenge duet from Il Vino Confuso.
Don tarde morde et en porco. Chi dite? Elete. Oh, il morte. Ah.
Isn't that beautiful? It's by a great Italian composer. Yes, he's dead now, but lives on in stereo hi-fi. On this 12-inch record album of 40 great unclaimed melodies. Yes, friends, if you were to go into a record store and ask for them, they would think you were crazy. Hello, I'm Don Giovanni, and I'm proud to speak for the Musical Heritage Surplus Club of Hong Kong. Wouldn't you like to raise the level of your home? Bring your family closer together around the hi-fi, listening to such immoral pieces of art like Bidet's The Fountain or the Duke's Duet from Il Schizofreno. Yes, friends, if you act now, we'll include at absolutely no cost to anyone this collection of 40 familiar sound effects. Who can forget? And remember. And well, friends, they're all yours. Yes, siree, friends, and if you act in time, we'll throw in this three-record boxed bonanza of timeless big band hymns. Titles like In a Persian Melon, My Spanish Suitcase, The Happy Plunderer, Waltz for Three People, and the Hawaiian Hallucination Song. A cultural landslide to fill your home entertainment center. Right now, to this address.
Right, a Chinese surplus music deal, Hollywood Box 415, California.
In nobody butt. That's nasty, man. What you talking about? Putting boogies in people's butt. You out your mind or something? You go to jail for doing something like that. Well, step aside, my friend. I've been doing it for years. I say sit on down, open your eyes and open up your ears. Say put a tree in your butt. Put a bubble bee in your butt. Put a clock in your butt. Put a big rock in your butt. Say put some fleas in your butt. Say stop to sneeze in your butt. Say put a tin can in your butt. Put a little tiny man. Trees and nobody's butt, no bees and nobody's butt, but nothing. You must be out your mind, man. Do y'all get paid for doing this? Because y'all got to get some kind of money, because this don't sound like the kind of... I'd rather golf, to be perfectly honest, than put something in somebody's butt. Be truthful.
Well, step aside, my friend, and let me show you how you do it. When Big Fat E just rock, do it. Put a case in your butt. I say, put a metal case in your butt. I say, put a face in your butt. I say, put a frown in your butt. I say, put a clown in your butt. I say, sit on down. But I say put a boat in your butt. I say put a moat in your butt. Put a mink coat in your butt. Put everything in your butt. Just stop to sing about your butt. Feels real good when you sing about your butt.
Now wait a second now. Do y'all get paid for this, for doing this, putting their butt and all that stuff? Really? Hey, what's this, $100 bill? I get to keep this $100 if I be putting stuff in people's butt? Really? Step aside.
Put a telephone in your butt. Say, put some dust in your butt. I say, it's a must in your butt. I say, pizza crust in your butt. Say, put a
radiator in your butt. I say see ya later in your butt. I put an alligator in your butt. I say put some money in your butt. Sure feel real funny in your butt. I say squeeze it, tease it, but don't tease it. Put it in your butt. Wait up, let me just say put a hot cup of brim. Fill it to the rim and put it in your butt. To the beat, hot, two sugars, so sweet.
Okay, you wanna rock? Here you go.
Have you ever listened to iWeb Radio and then suddenly you hear a song you haven't heard in years? Or a piece of new music that just grabs your attention? Maybe it's an obscure song you've only heard once and can't remember the name? Or a classic tune you never hear on terrestrial radio anymore? Whatever it is, you like it. Well, that's what iWebRadio.com is all about. Bringing you the kind of music you want to hear. Our only problem? It costs money to do all of this. That's where you come in. iWebRadio.com is listener-supported. We bring all of this to you because of your generous support. Because of you, iWebRadio will continue to bring you the music, personalities, and entertainment you crave. So click on the donation link on our website at www.iWebRadio.com and make a donation. Any amount helps and will help us to bring you the music you want to hear. Thanks from all of us here at iWebRadio.com.
Boy, I'll tell you, Willie, feels like we've been online here for this show for like a day and a half.
Yeah, I don't care, though, Frankie. This is my last night of Bachelor World.
What are you talking about?
I'm thinking about marrying the secretary from Shadowman's suit.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, she loves me, Frankie. She wants me. She likes my style of lovemaking.
Willie, a stallion's gotta run and run free.
I know, but I love her so.
I understand, but there's a whole wide world out there. A whole wide world packed full of young girls, young and sweaty, would bend over backwards for our guided missiles of love.
I don't know, Frankie. I'm confused. My brain's all twisted up. I'm gonna go across the street, get a hot dog, and just think about it.
Okay.
Be right back.
Watch out, Willie!
Garbage truck just swerved and splattered me against the pavement. I'm all crushed up, Frankie. It's very painful. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Willie. But you want to talk about some pain? The other day I was down at my workshop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I took one of them linoleum knives.
Yeah.
And I spread my toes apart and started sawing. Back and forth and back and forth. And then I took a little bowl of that,
Tabasco sauce?
Yeah. And I just sprinkled it in between my toes.
Yeah.
Kokomo, Bokomo, talk about a hot foot.
Sounds painful.
It was. I hate when I do that.
I know what you mean. It's like the other day, I had nothing to do, so I grabbed one of those,
meat thermometers?
Yeah, and I shoved it into my ear, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go. Well, it only went in about 3 inches, so I took one of those,
ball peen hammers?
Right, and I gave it a few extra whacks, you know, boy, is that painful. Ooh!
Ow!
Ow! I hate when that happens.
Tell me about it.
I do that.
I know what you mean. It's like the other day. I was in my bathroom, not doing nothing, just smelling the drain in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled down my pants and then this. And I grabbed one of them,
double-edged disposable razors?
Yeah. And I start shaving my hiney, you know?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I got nicked up pretty good after about 20 minutes. So I ran into my,
foyer?
Yeah. And I squatted in a bowl of gin.
Shh.
Holy moly. Talk about a sting fest.
I know what you mean, pal. I was in the kitchen, you know, just eating an anchovy on a cruller. So I took my,
self-cutting movie projector?
Yeah. And you know the slot where the film feeds in?
Yeah.
Well, I put my tongue in there, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go.
Yeah.
Well, I switched the machine on, and my tongue started going into the machine. It was wild. It was threading all around. It was going up and down and all around. But then it got jammed. Me tongue was resting against the,
red hot projector bulb?
Right. And I started smelling smoke. It was like I was cooking up a whole batch of,
country-style patty sausages?
Yeah. And I couldn't get it out. It was jammed. So I reached for one of those,
shrimp forks?
Yeah, and I just plucked it out of there. Boy, I hate when that happens.
I know what you mean.
Ooh.
Ow.
Ouch. I hate when that happens.
Tell me about it.
When I do that.
Know what you mean.
The other day I was sitting on the stoop, not doing much, just burning the hair off my arms and my magnifying glass. And I reached for that,
6-inch replica of the Empire State Building?
Yeah, and I jammed it up my nose, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go. Well, it only got up to the,
85th floor?
Yeah, so I took one of those,
things that you shake up and it snows inside?
Right, and I started whacking the bottom of that thing. Well, I must have hit it too hard, Frankie, because the point popped up out of the top of my head. I look weird, I did. I look like that,
Living unicorn in the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus?
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
I know what you mean. Sounds like the time I staple bologna to my face.
It it was more like the time I hammered the golf tee into my belly button.
Or like the time I threw my legs up over my head and scraped the back of my thighs with a cheese grater.
No, I think it was like the time I was at the bowling alley and I rested my head down on the,
ramp where the balls come back?
Yeah. Remember, my head looked like,
Milk cake?
No,
Bag of puppy chow?
No, it was the,
Baboon's bum.
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
Oh, it's the news.